I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
This is the WEOL Morning Show, and it is Lorain Public Library System Day here at AM 930. Tell us about some of the excitement for the summer reading program, and the big kickoff they have coming up is the Youth Services Librarian Supervisor, Elaine Betting. Good morning, Elaine. Thanks for sharing your morning with us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. I'm glad to talk to you this morning.
So you're planning a big event taking place at the beach. Tell us all about this. I guess there's a little bit of science and music going on.
Yes, we've been doing a partnership with the Metro Parks for several years now and having our summer reading kickoff at Lakeview Park in Lorain. And it's a wonderful day. It's always a wonderful day. And it's this Saturday from 12 to 3 is the kids' portion. And we're having COSI, which is a museum from Columbus. They're coming out with their science spots, which are kind of little portable experiments that they take around the state. And the kids can play with those. And Browser will be there. He's our mascot. And then in the evening, 7 Mile Isle will be doing a musical performance for the adults at 7 p.m., and that'll be down on the beach.
Talk about how this kicks off the summer reading program.
Our summer reading program begins on June 9th and ends on August 9th. And for the Lorain Public Library System, all of our locations, we offer free books throughout the summer. So you read and you get free books. Up to five throughout the whole summer is what you can get, five free books. So this is our beginning. We're celebrating science this summer. The theme is Fizz Boom Read. And kids come in, they read, and they get free books.
Elaine, what's hot for kids now?
Oh, there's lots of things. For always the kids. Diary of a Wimpy Kid is still going strong. The Dork Diaries, those are still big. Surprisingly, some of the classics, we're seeing those resurge. So Harry Potter's big again. For teens, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, the sequel came out to that. The Divergent series is huge with the movies. The Fault in Our Stars, big things like that. And then for the little kids, you've got you know, Pinkalicious, Fancy Nancy are still big, and our friend Pete the Cat, who we love in picture books.
In just one specific example, what do you think connects kids to Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
It's really accessible. It's easy to read. It's something that you can read in a very short period of time. You know, a lot of books can be intimidating, especially for kids that don't really like to read. And then they're very humorous. The main character, Greg, is always getting into trouble. He makes lots of mistakes, just like kids do. They don't like to see characters that are perfect all the time. They want to see kids that are just like them.
What books might Bruce and I be checking out this summer?
Oh, for adults?
Yeah.
Personally, I'm on a Bill Bryson audiobook kick, so I'm listening to A Walk in the Woods, but the rest of the bestsellers, I don't do adult books too much, so I can't really help you out on that one.
Just, all you need to do is relive some of your childhood.
Yeah.
In fact, this occurred yesterday. Do you still have Homer Price? He's the guy that made the donut machine, and all these donuts keep being made, and he doesn't know what to do with them.
You know, I remember that book. Yes, we probably have it somewhere on our shelves.
And I wonder because, you know, any kind of book that's been in the library for a number of years, somebody will look at a kid like an old movie. I don't want to see that. That's in black and white or that's old. So it's up to the publishers or people to kind of either put a new shiny new cover on it or kind of just make it a little bit different, maybe with some different, illustrations or whatever. Do you find that happening sometimes with books so that even classics or, you know, tried and true books are still being read by the young kids today?
That happens quite a bit. In fact, The Wizard of Oz just came out, the entire series, with new covers, new artwork, and they've been going out, especially after the Disney movie that came out about it. And so we've seen The Wizard of Oz go out more often because they put new covers on it, and the kids don't realize, you know, it's a really old classic book, but it looks new to them, and they're interested in it.
What are some of the other things going on that you have planned for the library for the kids this summer? Obviously, there's the reading, but obviously there's other things that happen throughout the summer, too, because maybe kids have more time to even visit the library.
Yeah, we're doing lots of programs this summer. Obviously, the theme is science, so all across our system we'll be doing different science experiments in new and fun ways. Both the Avon branch and the main branch here in Lorain do Explorers, which is for elementary school kids, and they'll be doing science experiments. And then our Avon branch also has Young Explorers, which is science for the preschool set. We will have the wonders of electricity. Local teacher Barry Kaufman is going to be coming out and doing programs at all of our locations, talking about safe electricity, but also how cool it is as a science. And then at the end of summer, all of our locations will be doing programs with Mad Science of Northeast Ohio. They'll be coming and doing experiments specifically for summer reading for our kids.
So hopefully more reading than fizz and boom going on.
Well, we hope there's a combination of both. We've gotten a lot of great science books recently, especially with, you know, the new Common Core standards. There, it's a real surge in publication of nonfiction stuff. So there's lots of good science stuff out there that we've been buying.
All the different things that people can look at. And science has such a wide range, whether it has to do with geology and looking at rocks or something to do with the stars. There's a lot of great books that can be picked up by kids at the library for that.
Oh, yeah.
Again, it's the big kickoff this coming Saturday at Lorain's Lakeview Park. Again, what's the time for that?
Noon to 3 is the kids' portion, and 7 o'clock is the families and adults. It's more to celebrate for the adults, but all ages are welcome in the evening, 7 o'clock, 7 Mile Isle on the beach.
And we'll have the hands-on science exhibit presented by COSI that'll be going on early on, and then the music from 7 Mile Isle in that evening again. Our guest today has been Elaine Bedding with the Lorain Public Library System. Thanks for sharing the time with us. And summer, it's June, you know, these are the big 3 months now that the big summer reading program gets underway. Now people get to sign up starting Monday, correct?
Yes, you can get your reading record online now.
Okay.
It's on our website, so if you want to print it out and start reading at home, go ahead. But you can't come in and get any prizes until Monday the 9th.
Sounds good. Elaine, thanks for sharing the time with us. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
That's Elaine Bedding with the Youth Services Librarian Supervisor of the Lorain Public Library System here on WEOL.